Hey guys, Lola is asleep right now, so you won't be hearing her running around with those nasty little paws click clacking all over the wooden floors. But today on my run, I was thinking about numbers, like a real freak. And, you know, thinking about the beats per minute and the song that I'm listening to and all of these things. And then I just thought, you know what? What are numbers that people hold important, and what are numbers that are not so important to people? For starters, I would say a lot of people are concerned with money. Rightfully so. It offers a sense of security. Nobody wants to have that feeling of being flat ass broke, right? Let's be real. Even if it's, I don't know, $500, that's more than $20. When I was in college, I had a job. I never, ever, ever asked. Well, sometimes I would ask my dad for like 20 bucks for a cup of coffee. That was awesome. But anyways, I worked a lot in college. I never asked my dad for any spending money. Occasionally, I'd say one hand. That's how many times I asked him for money. And I would not be paid that much, you know, $7.75 an hour, and then $10 an hour as a TA, but, I loved it. And, it paid for a lot of things in my life, enough to buy a pair of shoes once in a while, go out and things like that. Towards the end of my college career, I had kind of like, I had this fun kind of schedule where every Friday night I would walk to the only grocery store that was in walking distance of the university. And it just so happened that it was some frou-frou boutique, all organic place. And I would get hot dogs and eggs. And they just happened to be chicken hot dogs. I mean, they were great. Yeah. I'm not complaining. But there's nothing like a nice Oscar Mayer wiener. Am I right? Friday, payday. Walk out there. It felt good because, you know, it's payday, right? And I could splurge a little. Then I would stop by the liquor store. Avi. Oi. And then I would stop by the bakery that was over there and I would get some rolls and I would make myself hot dogs and eggs for dinner and watch a movie. And that was my Friday night for a lot of my two senior years. but I digress. No, actually I want to regress. When I was in college, having $20 in my bank account was like, woohoo, I'm living good. Yeah, I can work with this for another 2 weeks, $20. Oh yeah, fine, totally fine. But now that I'm not in college, having only $20 in my bank account terrifies me. It's so scary. That might be because I don't, some sad stuff, you know. I don't have my dad to help me out anymore or pick me up. I don't actually have anybody to help me out, so it's scary. It's like another level of scary for me. So having a little bit of money is kind of like a security thing for me. But for a lot of people, it's a symbol of wealth, it's a symbol of success, it's a lot of things. So money is important to a lot of people. It's important to, actually, I would say, everybody in the world. Everybody has thought about it or considered wanting more money at one point in their life. So anyways, that's important. What's another thing that's important to people? Paying their bills. That's important because that directly affects your amount of money. and what you're working for and all of these things, your quality of life, credit score. Don't even get me started about credit score. That's a fucking game right there. That's what that is. A credit score? That's a joke. Oh my gosh, don't even get me started. I literally cannot even. I'm screaming. Yeah, my credit score is not bad, but like, I didn't even do anything and it went down 10 points, you know? Like, what the fuck? So numbers that are important, right? You can think of a few. What about numbers that should be important that very few people think about? Clinical populations oftentimes think about something called the BMI, or the body mass index. It's a weight to height ratio that's often used in healthcare settings to tell whether or not somebody is underweight, normal weight, overweight, obese, morbidly obese. And of course, growing up, and even to this day, I'm like obese, morbidly obese. Yeah, okay, we get it. But that's because, well, I don't know why it is. I'm pretty tall, and I would say, like, I'm pretty heavy. I'm like a dense girl. I'm not gonna lie. I'm dense. I've got a lot of muscle. Not to toot my own horn or anything, but I think I have a lot of muscle. I'm kind of like a muscular build, you know? Probably why I'm in exercise science. That's why. Yeah, obese. And for the general population, this is a really great indicator of whether or not somebody is truly in whatever weight range they are in. But for the more fit, healthy people, not to say that I'm in this category, but if you do exercise regularly and lift weights, this may not be an accurate or the most accurate description of what zone you're in. So I certainly would be in the obese, if not morbidly obese, range for BMI. But if you take my body impedance scan, so that's when they send the electrical current through and tell you how fat you are. I don't like that word, fat. No, not a fan. How much fat you have, that's what I should say. Or doing the bod pod, something like that. Those numbers vary for me. So another cool measurement that's a little bit more accurate, especially for females and women, is the hip to waist ratio. And that's exactly what it is. It's a hip to waist ratio. It all has to do with where your weight settles and all of these things, but it's a pretty good indicator of health. Blood pressure, obviously, you should keep that in check. Don't let that be a silent killer, because that can be a silent killer. And something that's really fascinating to me, everybody, oh my gosh, everybody in my cohort is obsessed with three things, okay? One, two, three. One, creatine and creatine supplementation. Yeah, okay, it's ergogenic, yeah. All right, I get it. I've never tried creatine. I'm terrified. I don't want my kidneys to fail. All of these things. But people just seem to really believe in creatine and its powers, for real. It's pretty important. But I would say if you're going to supplement with creatine, you should know what kind of exercise creatine supplementation is good for. And that's going to be things that are very, very short-lived, like 100-meter dash, because that involves the phosphagen system. And after a certain point, your body no longer can utilize that creatine, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, it's good for things that don't require a lot of oxygen. Actually, doesn't require oxygen at all. But really quick exercise, phosphagen system, which creatine directly impacts, is very short-lived. So if you're going to start supplementing with creatine, know what exercises are best for creatine supplementation. Another thing is hypertrophy. People in this cohort, they love talk, all the professors. But what is worth noting is that a lot of the professors are interested in strength and performance. So that's probably why they're a little bit biased towards hypertrophy. So hypertrophy is muscle growth. There's a lot of debate on how and why muscles grow. Sometimes it's just as simple as your muscles are really hydrated. They're holding on to a lot of water, so it looks like you're hypertrophied, but you're actually not. Hypertrophy happens when you damage your muscles and your muscles build themselves back up. So damage your muscles and you'll get big. I'm just kidding. It's not as simple as that. But people, we love to talk about hypertrophy, yeah. And the last thing is water intake. This is a pretty funny story because I'm talking about everybody. Everybody in my cohort has this water bottle they're obsessed with. It's got like a paracord life bracelet as the handle. And it's literally like a 2-gallon jug. If they don't have this water bottle, they are carrying around a gallon. Seriously. So everybody loves water. We talk about water intake a lot. It's not something I really think about. I just drink water all the time. But I drink water when I'm bored or when I get too hungry and it's not time for a meal. I'll just drink a glass of water. Healthy? Unhealthy? I don't know. You be the judge. So everybody in the cohort has this same water bottle. And I was sitting there the other day in class and I was thinking, this is the first time I've almost succumbed to peer pressure. It's not even peer pressure. It's just like, oh man, everybody has this. Why don't I? I was thinking I should get one of these so I could fit in. I should get one of these water bottles. And I'm not even kidding. It was like the perfect timing because my aunt, she was being very nice to me. She's always very nice to me. Okay. But she has been sending me gifts. I'll say this. My life is extremely stressful. And she knows this. I know this. And she did something very sweet for me. She sent me a few gifts. And one of them actually happened to be this water bottle. I literally screamed when I saw this. I opened up the package and I was like, ah! It was so funny. I was like, this is literally so perfect. But water intake, that is something very important. Your body is made up like... I've been hearing this number since I was like in the third grade. I don't know how true it is, but your body's like 70% water, correct, incorrect? I don't know. You be the judge. But it's important to maintain a lot of things like blood plasma, all these things, ions, kidneys stay happy when you're fully hydrated. A lot of good things come when you're fully hydrated. I don't know the numbers of how many glasses of water you should drink a day or whatever, but I know it's based on your weight, so maybe that could be your exercise for this day. Maybe look up how many ounces of water you should drink in a day. And let's be real, we're in America. Do we really deal with things in ounces? No. Well, I don't. Maybe you do. I don't even know what 8 fluid ounces looks like, but I know what 16 ounces look like because that's 1 pound, and I often eat 1 pound of meat. So, anyways, drink water, have fun, and until next time.